This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for listening and supporting the number one podcast from Dallas Stars and NHL here in DFW, and you guys made that happen. So thank you so much for supporting Spits and Suds. We got a good one today. You guys asked for this. You said, why don't you have Savannah Huemoler on from D210 Sports? And so joining me in person, she was nice enough to come in. Hey, Savannah, how are you?
Hi, Gavin. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Like, are you at the point now where it's kind of weird not going to the arena?
Yes, I already miss it a little bit. The summer heat is coming in, and unfortunately, I'm not going into a freezing ice rink to cool me down.
All right. So I hate admitting this, but having traveled to other rinks, to me, the AAC is one of the coldest rinks in the NHL. Like, I go to like other rinks and I'm fine. I go to the AAC and I'm wearing a snow cap.
100%.
Okay, good. Thank you.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. All absolutely.
Right. All right. Before we move forward, let's go back. As a person who has been at the AAC and covered this teams and the day-to-day operations, was it a surprise as far as Pete DeBoer getting let go?
To me, no, this wasn't technically a shock. I had heard earlier on in the week that there was some rumblings when it came down to internal staff decisions that they were having to make, and that would likely result in a big change coming up for the Stars. So I had done a little bit more research on everything that had happened with that series against Edmonton, what Pete DeBoer had been saying, the big Jake Oettinger poll. And ultimately, what really clicked is he likely is going to be let go by the Dallas Stars. So that ultimately ended up happening on that Friday morning. And here we are now in search of a brand new head coach.
Yeah. I know we had the events of him, the pull and allowing Jake Oettinger to skate back. And then after the game, the comments, and then the comments on Saturday during the exit interviews. But do you also think prior to that, when Evan Bouchard did that stick tap on Roope's shin, and then during the game it came out that when asked about it, that's not necessarily our makeup? To me, if I was a team member, I'd be like, ooh, I don't want the other team saying that I'm not tough, you know?
Right. No, I think a lot of people have been a little upset that there was no retaliation, but my understanding of this is the locker room that Pete DeBoer wanted to have and that he has had the last 3 years is a very calm locker room. They don't like being a very aggressive team. And the fact when they respond to something like that, they want to be able to show the other team, hey, let's put the puck in the net. That would be our message back. And Esa Lindell was a player that was asked during that Edmonton series, how do you go around this room as kind of one of the leaders in this room? You've been here as a veteran for a while. You know, why wasn't there any discussion of retaliation? He said our retaliation would be putting the puck in the net.
Yeah.
So that's Pete DeBoer's kind of locker room in a nutshell to me.
As a person who's around the players a lot, one of the things I've talked about in this podcast is just getting a more physical style. And I try to be careful with my words because I don't want any of the players hearing or thinking, or any Stars fans, it's not that I don't think these guys are tough. I just think stylistically, when you look at players that are in the Stanley Cup and teams that are in the Stanley Cup, Edmonton got tougher. Florida got tougher. Vegas picked up, you know, acquisitions to get tougher. Colorado, Tampa, you can go down the Stanley Cup line and trade deadline acquisitions. And then I look at the Stars and I'm like, okay, I mean, Tanev, sure, but that was a really solid defenseman. But do the players get agitated by continuing to hear that narrative?
I'm sure they do get a little agitated by that. I think a great addition to the Stars roster this year was Leon Bischel being brought up from the AHL. He made a huge impact when it came to the physical game. Also in the postseason, having him paired with Alex Petrovic, who obviously he went back down and he's been playing with the Texas Stars in the past couple weeks. But it's been those two being one of the most physical pairings when it came to this postseason. And I think it is something that the Stars might be having to look into a little bit more.
Yeah.
You do need a physical team in order to make these big pushes, especially in the postseason. You see all these dominant teams, the Avalanche, the Oilers, the Florida Panthers. So it is something that the Stars need to look into. Whether the teams may be sick of hearing it or not, maybe that's something they need to kind of balance when it goes into the next season.
So Jake Ottinger was in the spotlight for all of this, but I thought he handled himself incredibly well in the exit interview. I mean, had you guys laughing multiple times. I mean, I thought he had some great lines. And I just think he really did a good job as far as taking it off the coach and putting it on himself. Didn't necessarily have to do that, but I wanted to get your thoughts overall on the exit interviews that took place. Let's start with Ottinger.
Sure. Jake Ottinger has been such an amazing guy to talk to this season and just really get to know. He really does care about this team so much, and he does put a lot of this on his back. And I think in that exit interview, he understood fully what Pete DeBoer did in game five doing the poll. And he knew that that had to happen in order for there to be maybe a shift in momentum. I also think Jake might have been a little bit run down by the time that game five hit. And many other teams in the NHL this postseason at some point used one or more goalies. Mm-hmm. And the Stars put Jake Ottinger into every single game. So obviously there may be a little point of some burnout in there. And that was something that was potentially discussed behind closed doors, and that's something Pete DeBoer told us as well in the exit interview. But Jake did great.
Yeah, let's move to DeBoer, because I thought one of the things that kind of stung, and when he said it at the time, I'm like, oh man, just a quick follow-up. Like, no, I have not met with Ottinger, but before anyone gets crazy about this, we are going to meet. It's one of my top priorities. I think the world of Jake. That just, when he said, no, we haven't met, I just thought, come on, Pete, you could do it. You know, say more.
It was a little odd.
Yeah.
Definitely was a little odd that you hadn't maybe even chatted with him post game of the game five and just said, hey, we'll talk about it tomorrow or the next day. There was just zero communication there. And so that was definitely something strange when we had discussed that with Pete in the exit interview.
You have negotiated contracts in your life being a talent. I have negotiated contracts. I'm just going to say this. When Jim Nill says, as long as I'm here, Jamie Benn's going to be here. No longer here, but Pete DeBoer said, I pray that he comes back. To me, Jamie Benn has terrific bargaining position right now. So I'm not saying like I don't want him back, but at the same time, I think they have to be cautious at what the level of investment's going to be. And you know, your captain playing the fourth line in limited minutes. It's going to be interesting, that dynamic, if they re-sign him.
Absolutely. I think if they do re-sign him, maybe you're looking at a 1 to 2 year deal, but they obviously are going to have Jamie Benn. He's going to be negotiating that contract pretty heavily. Jim Nill said something interesting the other day in His media availability, that there's some bonus structure when it comes to potentially working with Jamie Benn for when they do get that contract done. So there may be a couple added things there. But Jamie Benn wants to be in this locker room. He said it's all he knows. Jim Nill wants Jamie Benn to be here. So yeah. I think Jamie Benn, he'll be in Dallas. It's a matter of fact of leading that locker room. You still have a lot of young players on the up and coming. And people have talked about Wyatt Johnston at some point wearing the C on his sweater. Sure. And so I think Jamie Benn is the perfect person for some of these younger guys to look up to in that locker room. And you want to keep that constant in the locker room now that Pete DeBoer is gone.
Then we move to Matt Duchene and talking about having the kids, and it just seemed as though those one-year deals, this was different than last year. Last year's exit interview was a lot of, we need to do this, we need to do this. Still sounds like he wants to come back. Didn't say it as much, but there were words in there that to me was spelling, I need a multi-year deal. I think I deserve it.
The way that I'm reading the Matt Duchene situation is I think he had a tougher time here in 2025, especially when it came down to the postseason. Obviously, he did what he could do, but he wasn't the same player as he was back in last year's playoffs. And he, I think, is more struggling with the family side of things. You know, what am I going to do? I have to worry about my children going forward. My son's in this grade and my kids are growing up. I think he's going to want something a little bit more long term that gives him more stability. I don't know if Dallas will have that for him. And he maybe go and look at other options. That might be the best move for his life and his family. And he may not be that fit in Dallas. And the Stars need to look at, hey, does our cap space maybe allow this with all the other transactions that we will have to make?
Right.
As well as, does Matt Duchene give us what we need as far as our forwards go?
Yeah.
And you have to look at that scoring and what he was able to do this postseason versus last year. Is he the same player that can do that for us in the next few years?
Because if you're running back Ben, and then you say Matt Duchene on a multi-year deal, Jason Robertson's up after next year, and then you have Thomas Harley's up, you're essentially running it back again. And I think that is going to be the tough job as far as Jim Nill's concerned. Like, how do I change this enough? The acquisitions of Lyubushkin and Dumba thus far. I mean, I thought Lyubushkin in the early stages of this year was actually really good. But then we obviously, if a guy is getting a healthy scratch and a guy comes up from the minors and he's overtaken two players, that doesn't necessarily equate to great signings, you know, but I think he wanted to get tougher. So it is going to be interesting because he's going to have to make tough decisions. What I've always said is to get, you have to give as far as trades and everything. And you can't say like, hey, trade Lyubushkin and Dumba and, you know, get Brady Tkachuk, let's just say.
Right. No, absolutely. And I think that they have to look at all of these guys collectively and what would work in a long-term sense, but you're also looking at the other Central Division opponents. I mean, when you really look into it, the Avalanche, huge, great job that they did this year. They could have been easily Stanley Cup final contenders. Mm-hmm. And then the Minnesota Wild, they have a $13 million cap space right now. They have a lot of room and flexibility to work with. Some of these other teams are on the up and coming, the Utah Mammoth.
Yeah, Utah has a ton of cap space to work with and a lot of talent on that team.
Exactly. So I think it's looking at all these guys collectively, what would make the most sense for the Stars, whether that be maybe a trade deal going on where they can get a little bit more room. They don't really obviously have some picks going on in this upcoming draft that are front and center. And so, you know, what can you do to maybe make a little bit of room? What trades do you need to make? And there's just a lot of things that they need to look at.
From someone that covers this team on a day in, day out basis, what kind of coaching style now do you think this team needs?
I think somebody needs to come in that is a great motivator in that locker room and can really get the juices flowing with that team. And I really love seeing a coach that can bring out that energy in a team. I think, like I mentioned earlier, there was a lot of calmness in that locker room under head coach Pete DeBoer. I think seeing the team a little bit more fired up and getting out there, maybe some of those more aggressive plays that we're talking about here, I think somebody needs to come in and be able to really motivate the team.
Yeah.
Jim Nill even mentioned how he wants to look into maybe the younger side. There's a lot of coaches right now out there in the market that are younger and they want to be on the up and coming. And so I know Neil Graham is a name that's in contention right now for consideration. And he is a very young coach. He's done a great job with the Texas Stars, 5 winning seasons under him. He was promoted, I think, in 2019 midseason to head coach.
He was,
and he's done a great job with that team. And I know they really admire him. So there's, you know, there's a lot of factors going into this.
I think that Sean said something on Friday's Spits and Suds that really resonated with me.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
If he does not get the head coaching job, you need to put him on the staff.
Yes. Like,
to me, if what's holding him back is being an assistant coach in the NHL, because that's what a lot of people say, he has never been behind an NHL bench in any capacity, but he does deserve the shot. If that's the case, then you need to put him on the bench and give him that experience.
I fully agree with Sean as well here. I think that they should move Neil Graham up, give him a little more experience behind the bench, understand what it's like being in the NHL, being able to coach in the NHL. It would not totally surprise me if they potentially promote one of the current assistant coaches. Elaine Nazardine comes to mind for me.
Yeah, coached in New Jersey.
Yes, he has the NHL head coaching experience there, and he has had great remarks made from Pete DeBoer even this season about how well he's done on the penalty kill and all these other coaching factors that he's played a role in. So I think if they were to promote him potentially and bring up Neil Graham, that gives him experience in the NHL. And I think that might be a great move for the Stars, and you're looking internally, but I do know that they're going to look externally as well.
Yeah. I think the issue is going to be is one of the things we talked about is like the eye test. And Stars fans want the name. And I get it. I totally get it. They want the coach out of University of Denver. Like, that would be a sexy pick. And we all want him, but that's why he turned down multiple offers. So you're probably going to have to overpay for that. But like I talked about, like, might not be because he doesn't have NHL head coaching experience. And I'm not saying they're going to make this move. But a guy like Steve Ott, for all the fans that want toughness, And then to bring in a guy that they remember as being tough, like that would be a short-term eye test win, but might not be successful. But you're right. Nazir Dean might come in, and I think people would be like, what's changed? But, I mean, we saw that with the Cowboys this year with Schottenheimer. It remains to be seen, but early indications are a lot is changing. So I don't necessarily know when you hire someone if you can say, well, that's a bad coaching move. You have to let it play out somewhat. I mean, Pete DeBoer was not necessarily high on people's list when he was first hired. There were a lot of coaching candidates out there, but at the same time, you know, I mean, 3 years, like even though he's no longer there and couldn't get him over the hump, I think overall he did a good job. One of my surprises about Pete DeBoer, Savannah, was that throughout the year I had mentioned on Spits and Suds, his post-game remarks, his pregame, there was a calmness about Pete DeBoer, and there was just a, he was so tactful in what he said, and he never threw anyone under the bus, and then all of a sudden it's like, boom, and I'm like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like, if you just stayed like you were during the regular season, I fully think Pete DeBoer's with this team still.
I believe it too, and Pete is a great coach. Jim Nell even said it the other day in the media availability that Pete DeBoer will go to another team and win a Stanley Cup. It just won't be with the Dallas Stars. He did a great job taking this team to 3 Western Conference finals, but ultimately the team is looking for something that can take them to that Stanley Cup final. And Pete DeBoer just wasn't that guy right now at the time. Like you said, if he maybe would have kept the calmness and the coolness like he has been for so long, things may have played out different, but they've looked at a lot of factors, not just this season, but many different, you know, years before and what the Stars need as far as fitting the mold.
I will be surprised if Steve Spott's here on opening night.
I'd be surprised as well. Yeah. He's Pete DeBoer's right hand.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, that's nice that he says they're going to stick around, but yeah, I could see maybe Nazir Dean sticking around, but okay. You know, the other thing, and I don't know how much familiarity you have with Joe Pavelski, but his name keeps getting mentioned. Great that he's a fan favorite, but to me, I think Joe's happy with family life, raising his kids, playing celebrity golf. I think that's Joe Pavelski's game right now.
I couldn't agree more. Joe is so great, but I don't think if he does dabble into the coaching side for the NHL, it won't be for probably a few more years.
Yeah.
He's still such good buddies with all those guys in the locker room, too. I think that there's a different zone that you have to go into if you're going in the coaching side.
Great point.
And, you know, he may not be in that zone quite yet. But yeah. Joe Pavelski, I know everyone loves him and he's just living his best life right now. But, you know, with these coaches, it's just, you never really know what you're going to get. You just really, you need to have somebody that's going to be able to go in and fit the Stars mold. And what's great is with their coaches right now, whether you bring in somebody that is experienced with coaching in the NHL, you have a great support staff. Or if you bring in somebody who's not so experienced, you still have a great support staff behind them.
What would you like to see as far as biggest offseason moves needs?
That's a great question. I think that the main thing that the Stars need to look at right now is your forward group. A few of these guys right now, you can't totally just blame a lot of this loss from Edmonton on Jake Oettinger. And I think that's what everyone's been doing. You're pointing the arrow at Jake. These guys need to maybe look at, hey, why did we not get the scoring going in this series? You need a little bit more depth when it comes to your forwards and what that line chemistry looks like. I think for some of the lines and how Pete DeBoer was switching things throughout the season, there were a few guys that were just moving around all over the place. You need to create a little bit more line chemistry, what these guys can vibe with, be able to get the puck in the net, and they just really need to hit the reset button as far as the forward group goes. I think Jason Robertson is a big question mark right now. So that's the main thing I would keep my eye on here in the offseason.
1 year left and then he becomes a restricted free agent. So technically, if you traded him, he's still the property of that team. I could see that. My only thing is I think it's going to take a higher level. First off, does Ottawa really want to give, you know, Brady Tkachuk? Brady Tkachuk has, I think, 3 more years protected. But to me, and like Stars fans get this wrong when I say it, but when I mention Wyatt Johnston's name, that's what Ottawa is going to request. You know, like I said, to get, you have to give. And you look at that. I looked at the Matthew Tkachuk trade the other day, and you gave away, Calgary received a top four defenseman and a top forward in Huberdeau, like a guy that had close to 100 points. So, and a first round pick they got for Brady Tkachuk, and I think a mid rounder. So, like, yeah, obviously Brady Tkachuk's worked out, but it's similar to, I say, like a real estate agent, where when you sell your house, what's the first thing the real estate agent? Well, I pulled some comps, and here's, based on the comps, what I feel as though the deal is. So I feel as though to get Brady Tkachuk, it has to start with Wyatt Johnston. Like, that's just my thing. Would you entertain a Wyatt Johnston giveaway?
I could not see Wyatt Johnston totally leaving Dallas quite yet. I don't think the Stars are ready for him to go. Like we mentioned earlier, there's been conversations of Wyatt Johnston will wear the C on his sweater. Has all the makings for this. But like you mentioned, if you really want to build your group and your power squad right there as far as being able to score, you're going to have to give up a lot to get what you need.
Yeah.
And I really do think back to this big trade when we received Mikko Rantanen this year, and you get a big power forward for your team. And Jim Nill, genius move behind that, being able to get Mikko Rantanen. But I think you need a couple other guys that are going to be able to be up there like Mikko Rantanen is. And it's going to take a lot to give in order to get.
I did like that Finn line. I personally would love to bring back Granlin.
I'm with you.
I think he's a big time player. I think he's a Swiss Army knife, can play multiple positions. I like his, seems like a good room guy. Boy, I'll tell you, I mean, kudos to you and the rest of the Star staff. Like, Mikko Rantanen is just, when you watch him in interviews, that guy is a fierce competitor. And like,
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So heard some stuff about Mikko Rantanen. Excited that he was excited to play in Dallas. But this person said, like, you don't understand. Like, it's Stanley Cup or bust for Mikko Rantanen. So, like, every day he's working out. No days off. It's just, he is just a machine. And that's why I'm excited for him in October, because I just can't imagine that stress being lifted off and say, now I have a team for the next 8 years. Now I have a place that I can actually live. I don't live in a hotel. Now I get a training camp with my teammates. Like, all that stuff adds up to a Mikko Rantanen mammoth year.
No doubt about it. Mikko Rantanen had probably one of the craziest years as far as a player in the NHL with what happened with him. And now that he is in Dallas and he has the summer to get situated, training camp, getting comfortable with his teammates, I think we are going to see so many great things from Mikko Rantanen. But he is truly one of the most professional athletes I have ever worked with and seen in my life. He's a true professional. When we talk to him in the locker room, his focus solely is hockey and winning. So like you said, he's working out every day. He's doing the most that he can do to make those big plays. And he did really almost carry this team on his back into that series against Winnipeg, did great against the Jets there as well. And, you know, Mikko Rantanen, we have the best yet to come from him.
All right. Woody, anything coming up on D210 Sports that we can promote for you?
That's a great question. Right now, we are just getting situated with the NHL draft coming up.
Okay.
We're going to cover a little bit of that. And then once free agency kind of opens up, we'll look at that July 1st and see if there's any moves being made. And then from there, we'll get ready for training camp and all the other things. But nothing too crazy going on right now. It's summer break. Need a few vacations, just like a lot of these guys need a few vacations on the Stars roster as well.
And where do people check you out on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at SportsSavvy. I'm also on X, SportsSavvy with 2 V's and 2 Y's.
Okay. And since you lived in Denver, has the Avs totally gone away for you?
The Avalanche have totally not gone away
for me. Oh, no. We need to break that. We need to break that.
I still have some family that are very big on the Colorado Avalanche. So okay. It's actually fun during the season because we get to go back and forth with each other.
Yeah.
And even the big Mikko Rantanen trade, that was a big hot topic of conversation in my family.
So prior to that, it was like people going back and forth, Miro or Cale Makar? Was that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yes.
All right. I like that. I mean, listen, the Landeskog story is like, you can't, like, that is such an amazing story. Mm-hmm. And from all reports, an amazing man. The fact that Mikko Rantanen was watching Landeskog's minor league game in Colorado says all you need to know about, like, what a team room guy he is. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, absolutely. These guys are such close friends, and just because you get traded away doesn't mean that you don't stop caring about your teammates. And that story itself with Gabriel Landeskog is just truly one of the most incredible stories that came out of the NHL this year. And I love being able to watch Gabriel Landeskog make his return back to the ice, and I think he's going to be great for the Avalanche for the remainder of his career.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be at the Central's a gauntlet. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be tough, but these are exciting times. The one thing we probably can agree on is it's absolutely amazing that we are weeks away from July and the Stars are a major topic in this town. And that is something that we didn't always have. The other thing is people like you, people like Robert Tiffin, David Castillo, I mean, Leah Simakopoulos, like you look, Mike Hyka, of course, all these people now covering the Stars. And just a few years ago, there was like Mike Hyka.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And Mike Hyka absolutely has been on this program and talked about how he thinks it's so amazing. So like Stars coverage and Stars love in this town, the growth of hockey is real. And I loved from a national narrative how people were like, I got to check out a game in Dallas. That place looks crazy. I mean, it's just awesome that hockey's on the map.
People are loving hockey in this town right now. And it's been so great to see the Stars grow year after year. But you really have to look at what this team has done. They've really built this team for several years now, and being able to get to the Western Conference Final the last 3 years in a row, and the success that they've had, 4 consecutive playoff runs in the past 4 years. They really are building a name for themselves. And I love being able to, you know, go in Dallas and you see all of the Dallas Stars sweaters yeah. out there and people just are in their gear. They're very passionate. But I think that also goes back to taking a look at the other teams in the area.
Sure.
The Stars are a winning program.
Yeah.
And the Mavericks last year, obviously that was a crazy time when it was Stars and Mavs in that playoff run. And that was super exciting at the time too. But I think this year was solely focused on the Stars. And that's why there's so much, you know, they're looking into the Stars right now, is because this was the team this year that everyone really wanted to win here in Dallas.
I can't even remember how long ago Jim Nils said he's going to be stepping down eventually. Like, that is like, when you look back at that, that seems like it was years ago. And now he's like, you know, probably one of the more pivotal years as far as Stars fans are concerned, finding a new coach, signing free agents, trying to trade contracts to alleviate some cap space. Like, Jim Nils has his hands full.
And I think it's funny too, because Jim Nils and his era, he's now on the hunt for his sixth head coach since Jim has been the general yes. manager. That's a lot of coaches to go through. That's a long time Jim Nils has been around.
Boy, you know, Kevin Hagelin on our midday show has brought that up. And that is, it's tough because, you know, I mean, looking for his third Jim Gregory award, but at the same time, you know, I don't think he's going to get it this year, but the fact that he's nominated, pretty special.
Oh, yeah. Jim Nils has done a great job with this team building over the years. And it almost just goes back to what we were talking about with the city of Dallas. This team has been growing so much in Dallas. And Jim Nils deserves so much credit to that because of how he's built this hockey program over the past few years.
Now, are you watching Edmonton, Florida?
Of course.
Okay.
Have to.
Yeah.
It's been one of the most entertaining. It's
amazing.
Couple of games, and now the series goes back to Florida, and yeah. there's just so much going on. But to have those games go into the overtimes,
yeah,
and it's just gone back and forth, it's physical. Those guys are out there pouring their hearts out on the ice. It is so fun to watch.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, one of our sister stations had the rights to the Florida Panthers, and I called down there and said, "Hey, I'm doing the Tampa, Florida trip. Is it possible I can, you know, go to a game?" And they said, "Sure. How many tickets do you need? 5, 6, 8? I was like, no, just 2. And they're like, "Oh yeah, no problem. That's easy. You could ask anytime." Like, now it's like a hot ticket. Like, it's absolutely amazing. And like, for perspective, this is what winning does. Like, if Ottawa goes on this amazing win streak, no one's going to talk about how the Ottawa Senators play outside of Ottawa. And the same thing for years. It's like, well, they don't play in Miami. In fact, nowhere near Miami. It's in Sunrise. But now it's like players want to play there. Now Gary Bettman's having to answer for state income tax, which, you know, Dallas has benefited from as well. So it's just fascinating how the W's cancel out all these other concerns.
Oh, absolutely. And I think both of these teams right now are so competitive, and the markets that they're in yeah. are just so interesting. They're so different. Edmonton and Florida, just completely opposite.
Right.
I actually got to go to Edmonton for that series against the Stars. And that building itself was one of the craziest buildings I have ever been in watch a sporting event.
Looks gorgeous too.
Gorgeous. One of the nicest arenas. They have a great setup there. The building, I believe, is only 7 or 8 years old, and it's fairly new, but the fans there are so passionate. Yeah. And watching the first 2 games of the Stanley Cup final on TV, I'm like, I can't believe I got to be there in person in Edmonton and see what that
yeah.
energy is like. Florida, though, is going to be crazy.
Right. Oh, yeah.
No, they pack Florida. It. They pack it out. Yeah.
Amazing atmosphere. I know. I felt bad because I'm like watching the national anthems and I'm like, the first thing that came to mind, I'm like, should we put Selena Ray in the crowd? Like, I think Selena Ray does an amazing job, but I'm like, boy, that's taking it to the next level. And like, and then I wondered, like, does that guy get paid the full amount? Because technically he only sings like 1/2 to 3/4 of the song and then just holds the microphone up.
My guess is they probably just give him a ticket to every single game. Yeah, and they're like, yeah, this is your spot and you get to hold the microphone and
so
sing it.
Awesome.
But it is so cool. When I got to see that live, it almost made me want to sing like myself, like stand up and sing. Like he just gets it going, and the fans there to have them all sing as well. It's just really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very unique.
No, absolutely. Okay. Savannah Humoler, D210 Sports. So kudos to you, Spits and Suds listeners, who said, get Savannah on the program. And we did. And thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We will have you on again.
I would love to. Thank
you. Absolutely. So that's going to do it for another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. We got a lot of programs to get to this week. We'll do coaching previews and more as far as who could be the next coach, and we'll let you decide. We'll give backgrounds on some of the candidates. So those are some upcoming shows for Spits and Suds, and thank you. Once again, spread the word that we're doing these programs in the off-season. And oh, by the way, if you listen to the podcast on Apple, just go on and write a review about Spits and Suds. Always appreciate the feedback, and that helps us get to the top as far as Google with Stars Podcast. So for Savannah, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.